Okay, so Senator Ed McBroom is here. The one thing that has taken up a lot of time, Ed, in Lansing, well, you've been talking about this for years, but in this particular session is auto insurance reform. It looks like there's a lot of will to get something done. Where are we at now? You could have just gone through and, you know, pushed through what you guys had already passed, but haven't.
Well, we've done a lot of really good work and spent a lot of time on this and come up with a plan that can genuinely cut rates for residents dramatically. And I think it's a plan a lot of people can get behind because it says, look, if you already have insurance, you have Medicare, you have private insurance, why are you buying an additional health policy with your car unless you want to? Don't feel compelled to. That's going to save people a tremendous amount of money. It reduces the catastrophic claims portion so that assessment gets taken off. So, I mean, some people could save, you know, well over 50% of what they're currently paying, depending on what the choice they might make.
The governor says there's nothing guaranteed. She says that she won't sign it. Well, I mean, how do you reply to that when she says, well, nothing's guaranteed in it?
So the first plan that the Senate passed that I voted for, it didn't specify a guaranteed savings because if you don't have to purchase something, how can I tell you how much money you're going to save? You know, so people are like, well, it didn't guarantee savings. Like, okay, but it gives you the option of not buying something. So how can the insurance company give you money back if you don't give them any money in the first place? That sounds like a good deal to me. So they were just out front, just being deceptive in how they messaged the plan to people. Then the House came along and the House said, well, look, we'll guarantee if you decide not to take the opt-out, you take something else, we'll further guarantee additional savings. And okay, so they did that by putting percentages in there that people would have to save statewide. I'm good with that too. But the governor and other people continue to try to confuse the issue by telling people, oh, savings aren't guaranteed. And it's just so frustrating because they're not giving you the straight scoop about what's in the bill. And I don't know how else to express that frustration except to say that that's absolutely not true in either plan that the House or the Senate passed.
Okay, so where do we go from here? Because she also has a political, some skin in the game too. She's made promises to her constituency and, you know, so where do we go from here?
Well, here's the funny thing. I mean, I'm not exactly sure what constituency those who are fighting for the status quo have anymore. When over 80% of the residents through multiple polls have said, just cut my rates, whether it's get rid of the whole thing or significant reform, I don't care, just fix it. And so those who are arguing for the status quo, I'm not sure what constituency they represent anymore. Follow all these discussions around the state, the newspapers, online, the phone calls, it's pretty stark that we need to do something dramatic. We need real reform. And all these folks who are fighting for the status quo and are now kind of coming to the table saying, well, I'd accept this or that. It's like, okay, but that doesn't really end the current cost drivers in the system. If you don't give people choices that are less than unlimited lifetime coverage, you can't cut rates. And if you're going to say we have to get rid of zip codes, that means all of us up here get to eat the cost that Detroit's paying right now. So they could save some money, but those of us up here won't save any money because they'll just move that $3,000, $4,000 average policy cost up here. So I'm just very frustrated with those who continue to really, in my opinion, not actually want any change. They're just talking a game about change and then throw out a whole bunch of ideas that are not going to actually save people money and won't actually seriously change this current system we're stuck with.